So let's review. Amar Rabami. Hiniach sa'ar agabi isa, v'halach v'yashav loy v'nescham tzame alau, chayav alau kamaisa Shabbos. If a person put yeast onto the dough of a mincha, and the dough became chametz on its own, he's liable for the lav of mechametz and gets malchus, just as one becomes liable on Shabbos for the isu tzli or roasting. As Rabbi Yechanan says, Hiniach basa agabi gecholam, hipach b'chayav, lo hipach b'pater. If a person put a piece of meat onto burning coals on Shabbos, he's liable for tzliya only if he also turned the meat over and it was roasted on both sides, but he's not liable for tzliya if he did not turn the meat over and it was roasted only on one side. And the Gemara explains that this is in the case of the Eloi Hipach Bei, have a bashel mitzad echa kamecha ben drisoi, v'chimahapach bei bashel mishneit stadin kamecha ben drisoi. If the meat is not turned over, it will become partially roasted only on one side, but if the meat is turned over, it will become partially roasted on two sides. And therefore, hipach bei chayv lehipach bei pater, because a partial tzliya on two sides is considered tzliya, but a partial tzliya on only one side is not considered tzliya. However, v'im nitzla bei kegregris mitzad echad b'mokam echad chayv. If the meat was completely roasted on one side on one area the size of a fig, he's liable for putting the meat on the coals even though loy hipach, because a complete tzliya on one side is considered tzliya. And it's to this halacha that the Gemara compares our case of Hiniach sa'ar agabi isa, v'halach v'yashav lev nescham tzemeleo, chayav lev kamaisa Shabbos. He's liable for putting the yeast on the mincha, even though if loy hipach, because chimetz on one side is considered chimetz. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses the Isra Mechametz in the pasuk of Minchas Marcheshes. Kol HaMincha Asher Dekrivu LaHashem Lo Yisya'asa Chametz. The words Asher Dekrivu LaHashem alone would only be a source that the Isra Mechametz applies only to the Chametz after it was separated and is designated to be burned on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the pasuk added the word HaMincha to teach that the Isra Mechametz also applies on the Mincha before the Chametz was separated. And the word Kol is a source for Shar Menachas, the Isra Mechametz also applies on all other types of Menachas. And now that the words Asher Takrivu LaHashem are not needed for Kaimetz, but teach Kesher V'Loi Pesula, one is liable for Mechametz only on a Mincha that is Kasher and fit to be brought onto the Mizbeach, but not on a Mincha that already became Pasul. However, the Gemara proceeds with two questions. Chimtza V'Yatzis V'Chazer V'Chimtza Mahu. What's the halacha if one caused Chimetz to a Mincha during Aricha, and then took the Mincha outside the Azar where it becomes Pasul, and then caused a second Chimetz to the Mincha during Afiyah? Perhaps, given the Yatzis, if Silola b'yaitze v'chihad mechametz la, loy mechayev ala, he's liable only for the first chimetz which occurred before the mincha became psul yaitze, but he's not liable for the second chimetz which occurred after the mincha became psul yaitze. Or, perhaps, given the chimetz, psul yaitze la mahani be, v'chihad mechametz la mechayev ala. He's liable for both the first and the second chimetz, because since the first chimetz already caused the mincha to become pasul, the psul yaitze does not take effect, and he's liable for the second chimetz like any other mechametz achar mechametz. And the second inquiry, chimetz bereishis ha-mizbeach mahu. What is the halacha if one caused chimetz to a mincha after it was brought onto the mizbeach, but was not yet put onto the fire? Perhaps he is pater because asher tekriva merachman nava akrava. One is liable for chimetz only before hakrava, but not after hakrava, and to bring the mincha onto the mizbeach is already considered hakrava. Or perhaps he is chayiv because mechus haktar k'mechus ha-maisa dami. To bring the mincha onto the mizbeach is not considered hakrava until the mincha is actually burned. Takeaway, both questions remain unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the drasha of the words kol ha-mincha asher tekrivu la-Hashem. Basically, he says asher tekrivu l'rabbis minchas nesachem l'chimetz. The pasuk initially refers only to most menachas that are shirayin necholon. The leftovers are eaten by the kanim. Therefore, Asher Tekrivu comes to include that the Issa Mechametz applies even to Minchas Nesachim and other Menachas that are completely burned on the Mizbeach. While Rabbi Kiva says Asher Tekrivu l'rabbis lechem apon melchimetz, the pasuk initially refers to most Menachas that are nikmatzes, a portion that is burned on the Mizbeach. Therefore, Asher Tekrivu comes to include that the Issa Mechametz applies even to the lechem apon him that is not at all burned on the Mizbeach. The Gemara, however, asks that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Issa Mechametz cannot apply on the lechem upon them because Rabbi Kiva holds midas yabish lein neskatsha. The measuring vessels for flour or other dry ingredients were not a kli sharis and do not accomplish kedushas haguf. And the lechem upon them receives kedushas haguf only when it is baked in the oven, which is a kli sharis. And since the chimetz occurs before the lechem upon them receive kedushas haguf, the Issa Mechametz does not apply. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says epuch. His opinions must be reversed, and Rabbi Kiva says l'rabbis minchas nesachem l'chimutz, and Rabbi Seglili says l'rabbis lechem apanim l'chimutz, because he holds midas yavish neskatsha, the measuring vessels for flour and other dry ingredients were kli sharis and accomplished kedushas haguf. Therefore, the chimutz occurs after the lechem apanim received kedushas haguf. The Gemara explains that the machlekes of whether midas yavash neskatsha is based on the following pasuk v'mishacha mi'kadosh oisa. The pasuk refers to the kelim which are meant to be used for lachem, for measuring liquids, and the word oisam is exclusive and differentiates between midas halach and midas yavash as follows. Rabbi Yeshia holds midas halach nimshachu beim mifnim beim mibachutz midas yavash nimshachu mibifnim v'loy nimshachu mibachutz. The Midas Halach were anointed with the Shemen HaMeshech and accomplished Kedushas HaGuf on both the inside and outside of the Kli. And the word Oisam comes to exclude that the Midas HaYavish were anointed and accomplished Kedushas HaGuf only on the inside, but not on the outside of the Kli. And accordingly, he holds Midas Yavish Neskatsha. While Rabbi Yonasan holds, Midas Halach Nimshachu Mibifnim V'loy Nimshachu Mibachutz. Midas Yavish Loy Nimshachu Kaleker. The Midas Halach were anointed and accomplished Kedushas HaGuf only on the inside, but not on the outside of the Kli. And the word Oisam comes to exclude that the Midas HaYavash were not anointed at all and do not accomplish any Kedushas HaGuf, and accordingly he holds Midas HaYavash Lo Neskatsha.